Next item on the agenda is Zora Baptist Church, number 10-1370. Okay.
Another little beach in Middlesex County. What was the last time I was there? It may be gone by now, I'm not sure. Zora Baptist Church is requesting authorization to install 65 linear feet of quarrystone riprap, a maximum of 16 feet in front of an existing timber bulkhead, which will impact 1,040 square feet of jurisdictional beach and subaqueous bottom at their property near the confluence of the Rappahannock River and Chesapeake Bay down at Stingray Point in Middlesex. Again, like the last project, both coastal primary sand dunes permits, which you will be authorizing in lieu of the Middlesex County Board adopting, as well as subaqueous submerged land permit are required. We've moved further down the river, Stingray Point. This is Broad Creek coming around Stingray Point. This is Riverside Drive. Topo showing near shore shallow intertidal area here. The project is actually in this location here. Our 2009 Vigen series. The Baptist Church property extends from approximately this groin over across to the beginning of this riprap. You'll see an existing groin here deteriorated, and there's actually another groin here, I believe. The upland parcel is wooded, and it's my understanding this area is used for outdoor church services by the Baptist Church. Project drawings. The application included a request to replace an existing bulkhead, a section of bulkhead. That bulkhead, when it was constructed, was above the elevation of mean high water, and before the Middlesex County was able to adopt the Beaches and Dunes Ordinance, therefore, being constructed above mean high water, it was constructed outside of their jurisdiction. There was no wetland or beach permit required at the time of that bulkhead construction. They wish to now remove and reinstall the bulkhead in the same exact footprint, a little bit better engineering design, and I think a little bit higher. Staff determined that portion of the application to be non-jurisdictional, didn't need a permit from Middlesex County, well, from the commission under the Beaches and Dunes Ordinance. However, the portion of the project below, the revetment channelward of the remainder of that bulkhead, did extend 16 feet channelward of the bulkhead, including both a narrow beach area as well as out onto subtidal submerged land owned by the Commonwealth. So the commission is just considering the revetment in this application. Plan view drawing shows this dashed line is the existing bulkhead to be replaced in place above the elevation of mean high water, and that is not subject of the commission action today. This section from where the pointer is over to the property line is where the new riprap will be going, extending a maximum of 16 feet channelward of the bulkhead and onto both beach and submerged land. It's my understanding the applicants did not want to extend the riprap all the way across because they still access the beach down a series of steps to perform baptisms in the river, and they wanted to maintain that access. A recent aerial photo. Again, the property line, the riprap would start here and go to this turning point in the bulkhead. This bulkhead section will be removed and replaced in place. You can see not a lot of beach, but this is at somewhat above mean low water. There is a narrow swath of beach, jurisdictional beach by definition, in front of this bulkhead. A little closer look. Again, the riprap will be placed along this section, essentially matching the riprap on the adjacent property, this bulkhead to be replaced in place. I've been out there four times and haven't found a low tide yet. I keep trying. But at any rate, this is where they access the beach down the stairway, this existing revetment on the neighbor's property. The revetment would extend over to the turning point in the bulkhead. I think they're not as concerned about this bulkhead failing given the design of the riprap protection, but without that protection, they were concerned about this section of bulkhead. Looking back, and again, it's you got to pick your days for the baptisms, I believe. And this showing the, essentially, it's a vinyl sheet pile bulkhead, but I don't think it was installed properly and tied back properly, and they're having some problems with structural failure. Harrison Beach. And this is the upland adjacent. The stairway that I just showed you is right here. That's the handrail going down, and I'm assuming this is where they conduct some of their services. And I'll leave that one there. The construction of the revetment will impact approximately 650 square feet of jurisdictional beach area and 975 square feet of state-owned submerged bottom. As Middlesex hasn't adopted the ordinance, you all are acting in that capacity. VIMS, in their report dated October 15th, states that the preferred approach in this case is to replace the bulkhead with a riprap revetment. Generally speaking, VIMS is not in favor of any vertical structures along the shoreline. However, in this case, the bulkhead replacement that they are speaking about is non-jurisdictional from a permitting standpoint, doesn't require authorization as it's being replaced in place in a location that wasn't jurisdictional when it was installed. DEQ says the water quality impact should be minimal and temporary in nature, therefore is not requiring a water protection permit. No other state agencies have commented on the project. In summary, VIMS does state the bulkheads are not appropriate erosion control structures on high energy shorelines and recommends replacing it with riprap. Staff has determined that portion of the project is exempt. Furthermore, the applicant's desire to maintain access to the river seems to justify the replacement of this section of bulkhead. The proposed revetment along the remaining section of the shoreline appears to be reasonable, given the condition on the adjacent property. Provided armor material to be used is at least class 2, averaging 300 pounds per stone, or smaller class 3. The application didn't address it by class, but they did have some weights, and we would make that as a recommendation. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the other factors in both the 282.1402 section and 282.1205 section of code, we recommend approval of the proposed revetment with the condition that the armor material must be at least 300 pounds per stone and aligned no further channelward than the adjacent revetment and tapering in at the western end and near the existing groin. So essentially, it wouldn't be 16 feet with a perpendicular return. It would taper in, hopefully dissipating some of that wave energy as it approached the bulkhead winds coming out of the east-northeast. We would also encourage the applicant, and I've discussed this with the agent somewhat, we would encourage the applicant to nourish this area with sand, beach quality sand. Such nourishment activities, provided it's beach quality sand and placed above the mean low water line, the boundary line of Commonwealth property, that activity is exempt under the Beaches and Dunes Ordinance. So that addition of sand to a beach doesn't require a permit, provided some other conditions are met. And staff believes that would, you know, potentially give some longer life to this project. In addition, the applicant mentioned the desire to repair the existing groins that are in place, which may also hold that. That's not subject of this, but it may be relevant to holding the sand that would be placed in the future. However, any sand placed channelward of mean low water would require a permit, further authorization from this agency. And if that were the proposal, we would consider that as an amendment to this project, but that again is not being considered at this time. I said probably more than I needed to. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to try to answer them. You
covered it well. Any questions of Mr. Woodward?
Just a brief question. There's no plan to remove the old bulkhead in front of the revetment?
No, sir. It's my understanding that bulkhead, you'll indulge me just a second. They show the bulkhead remaining in place and the armor stone coming up over top of. I wouldn't be surprised if they actually carry this a little bit landward, but I don't believe there's any intent to remove that structure but just to armor it with the existing stone, with the proposed stone.
And would they place like a, any kind of liner or anything between the stone and the old bulkhead?
They show filter cloth here on the bottom to keep the stone from kind of burying itself into the beach and bottom. I don't really see it adjusted here. We would normally ask for that. I would assume, I shouldn't probably assume, but I would hope that there is filter cloth behind the existing wall. I'm not sure if you can tell from...
It looks a little too old for that. I'm not...
Yeah, I don't see any sign of filter cloth coming up, so that would be a standard recommendation. I appreciate you catching that.
Years of experience.
Right.
Mr. Tankard?
What does the applicant say about the beach nourishment that staff proposes?
The applicant is represented today, like I mentioned, just prior to the meeting starting, I spoke with her about that, and I think it would be appropriate for her to comment on that.
Further questions of Mr. Woodward? Thank you, Jay. Spam. Good morning. Would you raise your right hand?
Yes.
You saw me swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. State your name for the record, please.
Pugh, SBH Construction.
Good to have you here, ma'am.
Thank you. To answer your question, yes, there will be filter cloth up behind the wall, and the reason that we're not taking the wall out is because the adjoining property also had a wall, and to break that open is just so much more. It would have to encroach further on the land in order to slope that back. So we're better off just to leave the wall where it exists. I had some difficulty with the poles that I put out there when I originally did. I assume they're still there, but there's a lot of concrete rubble under the ground that goes out further than the existing neighboring revetment. I don't know if years ago that's what had happened, but there is quite a bit all in that area. You had other questions?
Any other questions? Mr. Tankard?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. What is your feeling on the staff proposal to nourish Channel Road to mean low water?
In fact, I spoke with the contractor this morning, and he's absolutely for that. And I don't think that the church is going to say no, because all of this that you see that has no vegetation on it is what was replaced as a result of wave activity that has taken away a lot of the fill behind the existing bulkhead, which is the reason for wanting to raise up the one section they want to try to maintain. So yes, in answer, and we have access to the beach quality sand, and all of that will be put into the file. I'll write the engineer.
Okay.
And let Mr. Wood would know. With regard, I also discussed the possibility of an addendum to the application, which I will do after I get confirmation from the applicant, with regard to repairing at least the one groin into a low-profile groin to assist in maintaining that sand in that area. And if they choose to do so, I will address it accordingly in an addendum.
Further questions? Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Anyone else here in support of the project? Anyone here in opposition to the project? They're seeing none. The matter's before the commission. Mr. Lane?
I move the project be approved in accord with staff recommendation, including the conditions requested by staff that the armor material be 300 pounds or greater, aligned no further channel within the adjacent revetment, and tapering in the western end of the existing timber.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, ma'am.